with Jamal Charles, who was released by the Chiefs with a, quote, failed physical designation. Now, Ian Rappaport reported yesterday that Charles, he's healthy. Obviously, the Chiefs disagree. Nevertheless, Charles is expected to be ready for training camp. Would you rather, Tony, have Jamal Charles or Adrian Peterson?
Adrian Peterson, I think that has a little more left in the tank. Jamal Charles has been a couple of years of injuries, as has Adrian Peterson. A smaller back, I just think that the end is there. Once you lose the quickness, you get beat up a little, I think he's done.
Adrian Peterson also coming back from his own injury issues, though. He didn't play most of last year. Obviously, had the ACL a couple of years ago where he came back and ran for 2,000 yards. Adrian Peterson also a little bit older, but I guess you can make the case, Corey, that Jamal Charles, he was always a bit of a committee back. So signing to be a committee wouldn't be much of a change.
Yeah, but what he was able to do, he was a committee. But not really. Throughout his mainstay, he was the lead dog.
He was the lead dog, but he was never somebody who was at 25 carries a game.
No, he didn't need 25 carries a
game. Sure.
And that was the thing about him, the way he catched the football, the way he was used, especially Andy Reid. You know how he's going to use that running back. The regime before him, they catered the offense around Jamal Charles and his skill set. So the pass catching, the running ability, the home run ability, the way that offense was set up was perfect for Jamal Charles. Now, they went with Wynn, so Kendrick West last year. So I bet you know that Jamal Charles is pretty beat up. I think Charles he gets a shot. I don't think he has no fantasy value.
I'll tell you where Jamal Charles ends up. Jamal Charles will be going to Philadelphia.
They got a back. They I think Philadelphia can do better than that. Who would you rather have if you're Philadelphia, Jamal Charles or Latavius Murray?
How much better is Latavius Murray than Ryan Matthews?
You take the younger, healthier back.
How much younger is Latavius Murray than Ryan Matthews?
No, well, he's young. I'm not sure how much younger. He's better than Ryan Matthews. Ryan Matthews is always going to be beat up.
Yeah.
That's his game. That's his MO right there. You know, he has stretches where he looks good. Maybe Latavius Murray needs a new system, a change of scenery. I would take Murray over Matthews, and I would take Murray over Charles.
I link Charles to Philadelphia, given that Doug Peterson, former offensive coordinator with Kansas City, you got those coaching connections.
They need a back. But if you're them and Murray is on the market, why would you not go for Murray or draft one?
So you believe Latavius Murray is the number one running back in free agency?
I mean, it's not
more than Eddie Lacy?
Oh, Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy end up back in Green Bay. There's no market for Eddie Lacy. A fat running back to stay hurt.
Yeah.
No market for him.
How come you think Philadelphia needs a running back?
You think they can continue to do it with Matthews and Sproles? And I think one of the things they're looking at.
What about the two young running backs?
Wendell Smallwood.
And Kenyon Barner.
Kenyon Barner
is like a bum. Yeah. And then Smallwood is intriguing. You know, I will say that. Smallwood is intriguing. So he ran last year. But I think Smallwood might be better off as a part of a committee with a guy like Murray. I don't know what the deal with Darren Sproles is. I think he got an extension last year, so he'll still be in the mix. I don't know. I think Philadelphia's in the running back market, Tony.
I would think that they had other things to address, but I don't know.
Wide receiver certainly a position they need to address.
That should be the very, very badly. I mean, Alshon Jeffrey should be the number one guy on their radar. Right,
we kind
now.
Of said it all along. Alshon Jeffrey, not Chicago is done with this guy. They're not interested in him, and it looks like he will not be franchised today. Which means Alshon Jeffrey will be a free agent come next Thursday. And you've heard him linked to Philadelphia. And perhaps, most interestingly, Tennessee. You've heard that Tennessee is going to spend a lot of cash to pair him up, Tony, with Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, you know, Tennessee, not a team that throws the ball a ton. And I want to see if they got the two running backs there, if they evolve that passing game. Mariota was the guy that put up big numbers when he had to. But you saw him throw three touchdown passes on very limited number of throws in the NFL. I wonder if they add receivers, if that is all of a sudden going to change how they go things. I don't see it. I think they try to win on defense in the running game.
If they do add, they need talent in the passing game. Rashard Matthews is like a good two or three. If they do, I think the guy for them to add is DeSean Jackson. Because DeSean Jackson, what he can do, the way, I mean, still, he has his issues that comes with him, but nobody pops the top on the defense like DeSean Jackson. You got DeSean Jackson streaking down the field. That's going to open up all kinds of room for that running game, and that's what they want to do. So Jackson would be a nice addition in Tennessee, but I think – I don't know. I think Jackson, Garcon, and Jeffrey are the big fishes out there, wide receiver. Right. And I think Tampa, Tennessee – in Philadelphia are the landing spots.
Well, you know what? Kenny Stills, people are talking about as a big time wide receiver. 24 years old. They say this kid could make $12 million a year. Kenny Stills.
Yeah.
Well, and you also didn't mention.
I would take him in Dallas.
You didn't mention Terrell Pryor in that.
Terrell
crew.
Pryor be back in Cleveland.
And he's locked to go back to Cleveland.
Yeah, he'll be back in Cleveland.
Just because he's from Ohio, the whole deal?
I think Cleveland wants him. And I think he wants to be in Cleveland. Then he said he wants to win in Cleveland. He's there. He wants to go through the process with them.
Trust the process.
We're talking about the Browns, not the Cavs, TP.
The Tony Romo, as we said, expected to be cut, perhaps replaced with Josh McCown as a backup to Dak Prescott. Romo, according to, I think it was Rappaport as well, they said it's the Denver Broncos, Tony, and everybody else in the race for Tony Romo. Makes sense?
Absolutely. I think if you're looking at Tony Romo, that's the one team that you could join and have a chance to get back to the Super Bowl right away and secure that first playoff win as a quarterback. I think it's a no-brainer, and I would be surprised. I would be worried if it took more than 24 hours to do after he got cut.
Yeah, he had a playoff DW, Tone. They beat Philadelphia 1 year. So he has one playoff win.
Was it a strike year?
Nah, it was a regular year. They beat Philadelphia, and they went to the next round, and they lost to Brett Favre of Green Bay Packers. I mean, Brett Favre of Minnesota Vikings.
They could. Denver, I would think, is the second choice behind New England, probably in the AFC. They add a quarterback?
Yeah, probably.
Wait, hold on. What if he goes to Houston? Houston is the second team in the AFC.
I agree with that, too.
But I think Romo wants to play in the NFC.
Why?
Because he wants to play Dallas.
Get back in Dallas.
Well, I think he would. You don't think? They're doing him a favor by cutting him.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's true too. They are doing him a favor by cutting him. You know what I mean? Because then he has 31 people that he has 31. You know, future employers. Whereas trading him, they could trade him to Buffalo.
Well, they didn't have to do anything. They could just kept him.
Yeah. Send him on the bench. Like, get your money. Get your ass on the bench. Stay right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think Denver's a good idea.
Cold.
Oh,
really?
The cold. The cold with a bad back would worry me.
Right.
The bad back with a cold. The cold weather with a bad back. And then, you know, you need a running back to have Tony Romo. You can't have Tony Romo controlling your offense at this age with that back. He has to be efficient. And I think Houston gives him that best chance.
I agree. They just gave Brock $75 million. He sucks. He just gave him another, what, six? How much guaranteed is it this year?
You look at the window.
I agree.
You look at the window. You get J.J. Watt back. Clowney's developing into a good player.
You get Tony Romo in there, you have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Legitimate chance.
You get Romo in there, you have a legit chance to win the Super Bowl. And he doesn't have to leave. You know, he can still keep his house in Dallas. His family don't have to move. You know what I mean? He can get a one bedroom in Houston. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't seem safe.
I don't think they'll bring him in.
Why?
I think they're stuck with the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
They already gave that big money to Brock, right?
Yeah.
That would be a tremendous cap hit.
Oh, yeah. It'd be huge. You can't do it. It's bad.
If I'm Washington, I'm looking at them. I'm looking at Houston like, you see what happened? When you get a quarterback this kind of money, an unproven quarterback this kind of money?
Mm-hmm. This is what happens.